Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by Queen Janice 35 and King Janice 35, Keith and Rhonda Joyner. Welcome.
Hey, Corey. Hello. It's good to see you. Thanks for having us.
Good to see you guys, too. And, you know, this is a big year for you guys. Hadn't seen you in a while.
And I know. And look how we come in.
And look how you come in with a big crown on your head today.
All dressed up nice and pretty.
Yeah.
I know. You guys are looking great today. Now, it's time for the annual Twin Cities Mardi Gras celebration. The Crew of Janice Parade is coming up this Saturday night.
February 3rd. We roll at 6 p.m.
Roll at 6. It's our 35th year being in existence, and this is going to be a wild parade. We have a lot of throws planned.
Let's quickly tell folks that the parade route is a little different than it has been in the past. What's different about it?
Well, it's a little different. We had a few problems going downtown to Desert Street, so we decided to change it up a little bit. So I'm going to start at the top of it. We'll start at straight up 6 o'clock at Natchitoches Overpass at Interstate and go all the way from Natchitoches all the way down to Trenton Street. We'll turn left on Trenton to the Louisville Bridge and go across the bridge to Walnut. From Walnut, we'll go to Washington. And at Washington, we'll turn over to North 3rd, back up to Louisville, and all the way to Oliver.
So no more Desert Street.
No more Desert Street.
No, with railroad tracks.
With the railroad tracks and the trains and... And it's a hard turn. It's a really bad turn right onto Desert. And with the big floats we have, it's just a little bit too dangerous.
I remember years ago riding a float. We were on a space shuttle, and we left the tail on the Endham Bridge many years ago when it had that top structure on it. So that is a tough turn down there.
It really is.
It's a tough one. But we took a little bit off of it, but we're going to turn on to Washington right there, and there'll be plenty of room for people to line up on that four-lane highway on four-lane on Walnut, too, so plenty of room for everybody.
Now, you guys are my friends on Facebook. I saw you have been out all over the place. What kind of things do kings and queens have to do as you get ready for the parade?
Well, we love to just promote the Crew of Janice, what we do in the community. You know, it's a huge economic impact for our area. We have lots of out-of-town visitors that'll come in and stay at our hotels, eat in our restaurants, just put back into the community. We go out and we visit with school children. We really stress parade safety with certain age groups because, you know, they can get away from mom and dad really quick.
Well, you guys always have a safe parade because you have those walker people that walk next to the floats and kind of keep the crowd back.
We do. They do a really good job. A lot of them are students here at the college.
Yeah, that's the most thankless job of the whole
thing. It really is theirs.
They're students out here, and they'll come out, and we'll donate money to their charity for work walking for us. They're not walking for free. They are walking for a purpose.
Let's talk about the Crew of Janice. Speaking of charity, people think the crew, they just have a parade. What else does the crew do? Why does it exist?
Well, we've supported several charities over the years. We've done the Cancer League Foundation. We've done Cerebral Palsy. We've supported
Med Camp. Lots of different charities in the area.
Lots of different charities over the years. Donated substantial amount of money to a lot of different places.
Thousands of dollars, yes.
So good for the community, good for charities.
Yeah, crew members always willing to come in and help on a board or help on, you know, a telethon, anything like that. Yeah.
The Crew of Janice is made up of what kind of people? Who are these people?
Plain old people. We have nurses. I'm a paramedic. We have nurses. We have lawyers. We have
stay-at-home grandmothers.
Yeah. We have retired.
It can be something for everyone. We have families. It can be a very family-oriented. We have floats that children ride and our teenagers ride, and they have a great time as well.
They do, and we family-oriented. We do. We stress family orientation on our floats and on our membership. Matter of fact, 2 years ago, our parade won the Macaroni Kid Family
Friendly event in the nation. Most family-friendly event in the nation. We're very
proud
of that.
Which is really cool to win a nationwide award here in Monroe.
Well, let's take everyone through the big day. It starts early.
It really does. We're going to kick it off with the kids' parade out at the Pecanland Mall. Registration's at 9, and the parade begins at 10. Those floats and entries have gotten very elaborate.
We're talking anything from
walking with costumes to tricycles, power wheels. some of these dads can really build some cool stuff.
They'll dress up their Red Flyer wagon, and it's nice. They
have
really
we
time.
Want some spectators out there, too. So if you don't want to enter that, bring your children out. It's a great, safe event. If you have small children, come to the mall and catch some beads.
Okay, so the mall, that's 10 a.m. this Saturday. Moving on over to Antique Alley a little later in the day, the pet parade.
There's family events all day downtown West Monroe on Trenton Street. At 1 o'clock, there is a pet parade. For $20, you can register your pet. You dress him up in feather boas and beads and crowns and such, and all the money for that is going towards
PAWS, which is a great community organization here. It's a fundraiser. It's one of their biggest.
It is one of their biggest. But for $20, you can register your pet. For an extra $5, you can register a second pet. So it's fun for the kids to bring their little cats. And there's even a guinea pig a couple of years ago. I believe there was.
I've seen a parrot. Birds. Yeah.
This year there's like a longhorn steer. They're gonna decorate up and walk
there
around.
There we go.
It's gonna be a fun day.
It's a great event.
But during the day down there, they do have rides set up, like a little carnival set up, and they'll be selling food. There's food trucks
face
will be
painting.
Downtown, face painting, all kinds of stuff. Bring the kids down. It's a great family area to watch the parade.
So that is the earlier events in the day. Again, Keith, the big parade starts at what time?
Straight up 6 o'clock.
And I'm here with Keith and Rhonda Joyner with the crew of Janus. Rhonda, if somebody wanted to find out more about the crew, the parade route, what you guys do, all that stuff. Is there a website they can go to?
There is. You can go to www.crewofjanus.org. And you can find us on Facebook, too, Twin Cities Crew of Janus.
Crewofjanus.org and Facebook, Twin City Crew of Janus. That's Rhonda Joyner, Queen Janus 35, Keith Joyner, King Janus 35. And they're looking for everyone for this Saturday
at
6.
We're going to have a great time. We have thousands of beads.
This is 90.3 KEDM. To find out more about the parade route, you can also visit our website, kedm.org.